All right, we'll go ahead and get started with one of our two double-duty driver press conferences for today for drivers who are going to be joining us here at Circuit Gilles Villeneuve for the NASCAR Nationwide Series weekend. Joey Logano is on his way. Well, there you are. No secrets in NASCAR. As soon as Joey gets here, we'll bring him on in a minute. But we want to get started with Marcos Ambros, who will drive the number 47 Little Debbie Glad Toyota this weekend. Some pretty impressive statistics overall in Marcos's road course career in Nationwide. He's had 9 starts in road courses in the Nationwide Series since 2007. 3 wins, 6 top fives, 8 top tens, 2 poles, 215 laps led. Here at Montreal, 7th place, 3rd place, 2nd place, 124 of 199 laps led, but yet to have a win here. And we had to touch on that, so we'll get that out of the way first.
Yeah, let's get it done first. They're great stats, actually. I wish they were like that on the ovals. So, you know, I've been fortunate to be with a great team to allow me to demonstrate what I got on the road courses. This year is no exception. We've got, you know, a good car. Cup Series team has turned up to help me this weekend, which I really appreciate. It is their weekend off, like it is mine. So we put a lot of effort into this weekend's race. But, you know, history means nothing when we're faced with the future. So we have to really focus on this weekend's race. We feel like we've bought our best piece that we can. And hopefully the luck is on our side this year and we can forget about the misfortune of the last three. You know, it's not been any one thing. It's just been a combination of bad luck and problems out of our control primarily that's cost us the wins. You know, they've all come down to a really close finish, and unfortunately we haven't managed to seal it.
Some better news, though, is your runs at Watkins Glen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about those 3 straight wins there against some pretty stout competition.
Yeah, you know, again, it just shows you, you know, this place has just been tough on me. You know, it's been a rough place for me to get your victory lane. It's hard to win a NASCAR race. You've got a lot of fantastic drivers here this year in particular. XF1 with Jacques and Carpentier, you know, who I've been a big fan of, and I was teammates with him last year when he drove the 55 Napa car, and he's got a lot of talent. Plus you bring in Keselowski and Joey and Carl Edwards. It's a tough field, and it takes a lot right to win these events.
We've got a wireless mic for you. Why don't you raise your hand if you've got a question for Marcos, and if you wouldn't mind giving us your name and affiliation before you ask.
Dominique Fugère, RueFrontenac.com. How hard did you hit your forehead when you decided Robbie was going to be running this weekend?
Robbie and I actually get on pretty good. So, we had our moment here at the first event, and, there was trouble, and he vented his frustration and was reprimanded accordingly. We've kissed and made up since then. And, we share respect with each other at the same time. You know, he's just one of 42 other guys out there that I've got to beat. So, I'm not too focused on him. I don't predict any trouble between us.
Dave Stubbs in the Montreal Gazette. Marcos, have you and Robbie stopped talking about that? That event really defined the first race that the Nationwide Series ran in Montreal, and mm-hmm. people still to this day talk about it. Talking to Robbie yesterday, he suggested he would not be surprised at all if you guys line up side by side on the grid, and he said he would be surprised if one of you two would not be on the pole. do you agree with that, and have you guys just stopped talking about it? When you see each other in the garage, the first time you see each other here, are you even going to bring it up?
No, we've run into each other since then, so there's probably more recent events to talk about. It was a defining moment for both of us, really, in our careers. It set me up as a guy who, is gracious in defeat and has been known for it, and it set Robbie up as a bad guy for a while. So, I don't know who's going to be sitting on the pole position. I know that Robbie's going to be one of the guys I had to contend with to win. But he's one of a list, and if you get any more serious than that, think about any more than that, then you start to get distracted on what the real program is here, and that's to go out there and dominate the race and try and win it.
Reed Spencer of Sport News. Marcos, right. how much of an edge do you think the Cup crew is going to give you?
Well, we've got the same car from Watkins Glen, and so we managed to turn that around. We were fortunate not to get too much damage on it from Watkins Glen, and we're really happy with the piece that we've bought here. The Cup Crew is a dedicated race team that, you know, is functioning at the very highest level of motorsport. So it has to be an advantage. I'm really proud that they've wanted to come. We actually just basically let them choose, you know, who wants to come, who wants to have the weekend off. And we basically had unanimous sign up for it. You know, a couple of guys stayed back, family reasons and whatnot. But, you know, we've got a good crew here. Dedicated crew, and I really had to thank them for coming and spending their weekend off with me here to try and win the race.
Hi, so Bill Beacon of Canadian Press. I just wonder, what are the peculiarities and what are the tricks to racing stock cars on a street course?
That's a great question because they are very unique. I've raced a lot of cars around the world, and not many of them feel as bad as a NASCAR around a road course. I mean, they are very difficult to hang on to. They're heavy cars. They've got a lot of power. The tyres wear out and they have degradation on them just because of the weight of the car. The brakes are too small for really what we're trying to do with them. It's a handful. You know, there's no two ways about it. Some guys can handle the way the car moves around. You've got suspension on them that if you were to design a race car from scratch, you wouldn't put on it. But it's what NASCAR has evolved into, and it's what creates the great racing that we have. And NASCAR have always said they don't want a car that handles great. They want a car that puts on a great race and that the best drivers can win in, and they've done that. So it's really satisfying when you can run at the front in a NASCAR race, and road course in particular is a unique animal because you have to get used to the way the car moves around underneath you. And if you want a car that feels like it's stuck to the tarmac, stuck to the asphalt, you're just not going to get that. So you better look for another job because it's just not that easy out here.
Hi there, Barry Morgan from CJD Radio. Is it the 14 turns on this track that represent the greatest challenge in your opinion, or something else?
I didn't know there was 14 corners, so that's something for me to remember. It's all about brakes. You know, if you can have a car that brakes well, that handles the abuse that you put on it, trying to get the car wowed up, and if you can set the car up to hit the curbs all day without something breaking, I think you're going to have a good day. So for me, handling is not that big a deal. This track rewards very aggressive driving, but when you drive aggressively, things wear out, and brakes and suspension parts are the two things that I worry about when I race around this track. So, you know, the corners are technical, they're flat, they're slow. Primarily, there's a lot of switchbacks. There's a lot of things that you have to really try to balance on the setup side, but primarily, I'm probably least concerned about how my car handles. Most concerned about how my car stops, gets the power down, and takes the curbs.
Marcus, could you talk a little bit about the difference between giving feedback to your crew chief on a road course versus an oval? I mean, it seems like on a road course, you know exactly what you want, know exactly what the car is supposed to feel like. And do you feel like you're progressing on the ovals toward that direction as well?
Yeah, I think the way that the oval racing has gone here the last few years with the COT and the bump stop rules that they've got in place, and the way you run the roll bars in the car, it's very, very technical, and you've got a lot of opportunities to get lost and lose confidence with your feedback, because what would traditionally tighten a car up works the opposite. And so as a driver, I have trouble to be very definitive on what I need on an oval just because it's become very technical. On a road course, it's really quite a conventional setup that we run. There's nothing fancy about it. There's no tricks to it. It's just pretty much a straight, you know, a balanced race car. Get the weight as low as you can, and let me do the rest. So, you know, I have experience on road courses. It helps me some. I have a lot of backup though with Frank Kerr and my whole team to provide me, you know, the equipment and the help that I need to get around this place. When we make a decision on a road course, it's not about me saying, you know, I want to go 50 more pounds in the rear spring. It's, you know, this is what's happening. What do you think? This is what I think. And we just try to pair it together.
Hi, John Gook from SuperSpeedWheel.ca. You have three great driving that you made in the last 3 years. What do you think you need to do driving-wise this year to finally win the race?
I need to race the end of the race with the right tyres because, you know, the first year, you know, I was on the tyres too long and was struggling for forward drive because the tyres were worn out, and Robbie had a chance to catch me. The second year I was on wet weather tyres when I needed monster truck tyres because it was so wet. And last year, you know, I was on wet weather tyres when the track was dry and burnt my tyres up. So a combination of all the above, I think I just need to be in the right strategy at the end of the race with the right tyres to suit the conditions. You know, we expect dry conditions at the end of this race. The race hasn't unfolded the way we thought it was going to the last 3 years, and that's what's caught us out. So our approach to the weekend doesn't change. I think our ability to make good choices during the race is going to be the biggest thing for us.
Marcos, looking at what you want to do here this year, you have also on the horizon a very exciting deal next year. Mm-hmm. At what point does your thought process start to have to include what you're doing next year? I know there must be a very sharp focus to what you must do each weekend, but I mean, are you already starting to do some work with Petty and get yourself organized and sort of just get your life organized toward the new challenge?
Yeah, sure. I'm setting up for that already. You know, this year's been very busy for me. It's been quite a distraction working through, you know, the issues at hand. I feel like I've, you know, come out the other side here and am breathing a little easier. I've got a deal for 2011. I've, you know, agreed to part ways with JTG amicably as good friends at the end of this whole program. So that's been a struggle too, to make sure that we left the right way and we're joining into the new team the right way. So I'm now getting set up for 2011. You know, I'm starting to think about what I need to do structure-wise inside my own business affairs, plus start to meet the people over at RPM and start making choices on how our program's going to look there. The same time, you know, I'm racing for JTG right now. We're fully focused on this weekend and next weekend and the weekend after that as far as on-track performance goes. And we're just really focused on finishing this deal off with the same passion and commitment that we started with. And if we can do that, then we should be fine. But it is a balancing act a little bit. All drivers, professional sportsmen, you know, go through something similar like this in their careers where, you know, there's a crossing over. I just want to make sure that I go to bed early and wake up fresh each day to make sure that I'm ready for the challenges that face me. But it's a good question because it is right now, you know, in that period where there's a, you know, beginning to get a slight crossover, I'm starting to meet new people and also trying to finish things off the right way with JTG.
As a quick follow-up to that, RPM doesn't have a nationwide program. Mm-hmm. You've been running a few very nationwide races very well. Do you have anything in place with them to do here, to do Watkins Glen? Has it been discussed at all?
Even if I have to drive my own truck up here to race, if I have to keep coming up here to win, I'll keep turning up. So, you know, as long as the dates don't clash with a race that physically we can't get here, you know, with our cup program, we'll definitely be doing it.
And going back to the rain and the strategy, you are probably one of the probably top three, four guys in the rain because you've done it so mm-hmm. often in the supercars. So that gives you a lot of advantage. At the same time, you said that, you know, strategy-wise, it can kill you. What would you rather have? A race where you'll have a stretch and a wet where you can make leaps and bounds on the field or a little less uncertainty?
I think Nationwide Series and NASCAR have fixed the problem. You know, they're going to allow, if the weather is changing on us, they'll let the drivers and the teams decide when they want to pit for tyres and what part of the race they want to do it, if they want to do it at all. So I think that's going to help, you know, let the natural process of the race, you know, take effect and allow, you know, the decisions to be made by each individual team and driver at the right time. No, I'll have either. Either way, mate, I'm going to win it either way. So there you go.
Marcos, do you have any, to your left here?
Sorry.
No problem. Any race day superstitions?
Not really, no. I eat Vegemite every day. How's that?
Any other questions for Marcos? Got one more.
Thank you, Sue. Marcos, have you ever had this kind of bad luck on, Jeff Papon from the Golden Mail, have you ever had this kind of bad luck on any other track in your racing career that you've had here?
Oh, I've had plenty of bad luck, yeah, no doubt. But, races are tough to win, and you know, racing generally is 90% frustration, 10% jubilation, and so you know, there's a lot of ways to lose a race, and there's only one way to win it, and that's no mistakes. So you know, for me, it's just nature of the business, and you know, I don't feel jilted by this place. I feel like I've got a win in me here. I just got to make sure I keep turning up, keep trying, and keep putting myself to the front there to give myself a chance to get there.
Any other questions for Marcos? Great. Marcos,
great.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you
luck
guys.
This weekend. Joey is close. He'll be here in just a few minutes. So if you guys want to hang out for a bit, and we'll try to keep you posted on how long a few minutes is, but he's apparently very close to, if not on the island right now. Thank you.